Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company. Nick, Dawn, and Greg. The wind blows hard. Talk Radio, 1210 WPHT. Get us in the free Odyssey app. You can watch us live on YouTube. And you should be watching live for all 4 hours. But if you're ever going to pick a spot to watch the show live, can I recommend when we are joined by, I don't know, the 45th president of the United States? Seems like a good time to tune in and watch as Donald Trump is back with us for his weekly appearance here on Kale and Company. Mr. President, good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning to you. And I have to say, last time we did this, we made headlines everywhere. We saw that I was being advised by my very super genius of a son, and everybody was talking about it. And it was all over the place, I can tell you that. And then we came back a second time, and all hell broke loose, okay? So you saw what happened.
That's true.
And we had a lot of fun. We love it. We're doing tremendous. You're doing tremendous, I have to say that, because you're handsome and beautiful people, okay? Dawn's a beautiful person. Yeah. Nick and Greg are handsome people.
Yep.
And only the greatest. Only the greatest, that much I can tell you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. I don't get many people that comment me on my looks, but I'll take that from the 45th president. So, Mr. President, the debates are going to happen, you and Joe, multiple times. We've got June. We've got September. I've got to imagine that you are chomping at the bit to get in the ring with the big guy. Your thoughts on this finally coming to fruition yesterday, late in the 9 o'clock hour?
Well, I have to say, you know, I'm very happy that he accepted the debate. I'm happy that he finally wants to do it, and he's going to do it. We're going to do it on fake news CNN. You know, they call it the Clinton News Network, or clearly not news. It's terrible. It's a disaster. I call it a dumpster fire. You look at that, it's a dumpster fire. And the last time I went on CNN to talk about things, they got tremendous ratings. So, of course, they wanted me to accept. And the only thing, you know, you're going to see this. I'm going to look a little different when I'm in the debate. I'm actually going to be wearing a mask this time. Nobody thinks that's going to happen. I'm going to put a mask on because, you know, I have a beautiful face. People want to see it. I have a wonderful smile. People want to see it. But I'm afraid of this guy, and I'm not afraid of what he's going to say, but I'm afraid he might poop, and I don't want to spell it. Okay, so we're going to have it, and I don't want to have the Tootsie Rolls. You know, I know I'm a great person, but Crooked Joe, I'm not the Pope. There's no reason to lose it in front of me, okay? Because, and we're going to wear the mask. We're going to wear it. We're going to block those terrible smells because I'm sure it's not just poop that happens, but he toots too. You know
that?
He toots with Putin. We don't want to deal with it. He's lost all control. He's lost all control of his bodily functions. He can't help it. There's not going to be a teleprompter. There's not going to be anything there to help him. And so I think he's going to have a problem. Maybe Jill will be on standby to clean up on aisle 5. We'll see what happens.
Donald Trump joining us. So, Mr. President, Joe Biden tried to be a tough guy yesterday, imitate Clint Eastwood in his debate challenge video. Awfully hypocritical considering all of the stipulations that the Democrats and the Biden administration are demanding to get him on the debate stage. Don't you think that this is a little hypocritical and they are trying to slant the stage in his favor so that he won't poop his pants, so to speak?
Well, you know, he poops all the time, so that's something they can't stop. But you look at, and he's all over the, you saw what happened the other day. He was walking from one side of the camera to the other. He stopped. And he made the face that everybody knows what that means. It means he's pooping, okay? It means he's dropping one. You know, bombs away, they call it, bombs away. And that's what happened. You know, it's like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away, give it away, give it away. And he gave it away. Anthony Kiedis, I know him very well. We met under the bridge, but we didn't do what you think we did. So we have a beautiful thing that's happening. I wonder if they're going to get the answers from Donna Brazil, like they did against with Crooked Hillary. You know, Crooked Joe, Crooked Hillary, birds of a feather poop together or flock together. Maybe that's the phrase. But you look at what's happening and you look at all the stipulations. They don't want an audience. That's because nobody wants to see Crooked Joe. They're used to having nobody in the room. There's no excuse. It's not COVID or the China virus. It's not the bird flu. None of that. They don't want an audience. They want the answers first. They want to slant the stage. there's no way you could slant it. You could put it down. You could slant it up. You could slant it towards him, whatever. He's still probably going down. You see what happens. He can't stay on a bicycle. He can't stay on the stairs. He gets tripped up by a teleprompter. He poops. It's terrible. So you see what's going on. This is what they want to do. And they want to do it because they can't beat me in a fair situation. You see the trial. You see all these things that are rigged. And we're still winning. And we're going to absolutely kill him in the debate politically. We're going to dominate. It's going to be tremendous.
Speaking of the courts, let's get to the sham trial that's going on in New York. Stormy Daniels with testimony, Michael Cohen's testimony, neither of which have really landed in court with the jury, at least I'm hoping, or the American public. Certainly the legal scholars have picked apart this case. Even Jonathan Turley saying that no judge with any self-respect would send this to a jury. Are you feeling good about your odds right now of an acquittal and a not guilty verdict?
Well, here you have. You have knockoff secretary taking the stand. I call her horse face. You know, she wants to win the Triple Crown. She's never going to do it. She looks like Seattle Slough, but after a really bad day. You know, I could tell you that. And you see what's happening with her, an American Pharaoh. I actually raised that horse. That was the Triple Crown. Broke the streak. It was broke the drought. Did tremendously well at Belmont, and that's where Horseface is going to be running soon, except it's at Saratoga, where George Santos had a great victory with George Washington. People don't realize he fought very well for our country back then. Maybe he was Kitara, the drag queen in the Revolutionary War. Who knows? He's a strange fella. But you see what happens. You know, you have Horseface on the stand. Nobody understood her because she was neighing and whinnying and saying all sorts of terrible things. You have Michael Cohen, who did most of his testimony on TikTok, which is owned by China. And then the judge told him to quiet down. They give me a gag order. They tell him, please quiet down. Can you believe that? You have Michael Cohen. He's a serial liar. And he lies more than anybody's ever seen before. But none of the testimony is landing. The judge is incredibly conflicted. I can actually say it. He's a piece of human waste. He's a terrible person. I value the opinion of what comes out of Crooked Joe's backside more than the judge. And there's a lot to go around. I can tell you that. But you see, and that's a common theme today. We're talking about a lot of poop. We're talking about it. It's crazy
stuff. Yeah.
But you see what's going on. And it's because we can't say the other four letter word. It's on radio. We're not allowed to say it.
True.
But you look, and I said that at the rally. Nobody should be using that word. Nobody should be using that. I would never do it. So you have the court, you have the case. We're going to beat it. We're going to beat it like nobody's ever beaten it before. And it's going to be beaten like Paul Pelosi with a hammer.
No,
I can tell you that.
No.
It's going to be beaten clean incredibly well. So you see what's going to happen. We're dominating. Nobody can stop us. And they're terrified. These people are terrified. And there's nothing they can do about it because America and the people are ready to take their country back. That much I can tell you.
You mentioned the rally. Congratulations on a tremendous showing and a great rally and turnout in Wildwood, New Jersey last weekend. Massive crowds. Do you believe that New Jersey is in play for you this November?
Well, it's absolutely in play. I mean, you saw what happened. There were people in New Jersey calling Chris Christie a fat pig. I would never say that. I would never call him that.
Never.
Somebody in the crowd also compared him to a whale. I would never do that either. That's not a nice thing to do. But I said, you know, this is what this person did, and you deserve to be recognized for that. He's not a whale. He's not a fat pig. Or maybe he is. You look at him. And it took us a long time to get to the rally. People said, why wasn't it starting on time? I think it's because Chris Christie closed another bridge.
Oh,
who knows? Maybe he did it again.
Yeah.
Or maybe he tried to cross it and the bridge came down. You never know what's happening. But you see, Jersey's in play. You look at it, it's in play. Every state is in play because people are tired of poopy pants. They don't want President Poopy Pants in office anymore. They don't want to do it. Who wants a president who can't hold it together in front of world leaders or the Pope? I would never do that in front of President Xi of China. Call him Winnie the Pooh. I would never do that with Vladimir Putin. Russia, Russia, Russia. He said he was going into Ukraine. I gave him some nesting dolls. They're called Matryoshka in Russian. They're going to say, there he goes again. He's speaking Russian now. I gave them the dolls. I said, play with these. Drink your vodka. Stay the hell away from Ukraine. They did that. Nobody wanted to mess around when I was your president. I was your president. We had the world in order. We had everything in order. The streets were beautiful. The stock market was beautiful. The economy was beautiful. Gas prices were beautiful. Your president was beautiful. Your first lady was beautiful. And you had so many beautiful things. Now you don't have that. and people want it back. So yeah. New Jersey's in play. Everything is in play. That much I can say. Everything.
Speaking of beautiful, Melania has now decided that Barron will not be a delegate. After news came down last week that he would, it seems like she's going to be making sure that he stays focused on his college studies. I say it's a smart move. Plenty of time to get involved in politics. What say you?
He's too tall to be a delegate. You know that that's the problem. He's too tall. We have to give little people a chance, like the sanctimonious, who's not tall enough to be vice president. I think Melania, whatever she says goes. That's how it goes. You know what she says? She could do it. You know, and Barron says he likes to give me advice. You know, we talked about it last week. He gives me all the advice, and he's a tremendous kid. He's smart, and he's graduating. And, you know, he wants to be a delegate, but we want to make sure that he stays focused, and we don't want the people coming after him, because the fake news, they hurt him when he was a kid, and now they're going to try and hurt him now because he's older. They're going to say he's fair game. Some sick person said he's fair game, and that's not what he was talking about. It's not nice. But we're going to make sure he stays focused on his school. He's a smart kid, and we want him to succeed all the way. And so Melania's got it right. He's going to focus on his school. But he's not gone. This is not the last of him. He's going to be back, and he's going to help us take back our country. That much I can tell you, too. He's a smart kid.
Sean Farris joining us, as he does each and every week, here to give us a little humor with Donald Trump. Thank you, as always, Sean. So let's get into a couple of these topics that we discussed a few minutes ago. So
Hang on real fast. Yeah. As Donald Trump, Kevin Pools is asking if Mr. Trump can say GregStockerSucks.com, because that redirects you to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation, which we are trying to raise money for.
Okay.
Mr. President, can you tell everybody to go to GregStockerSucks.com?
Well, you know, this is something that I usually wouldn't say. I would never say that. But if it's a good website for good cause, you have to go to GregStockerSucks, okay? GregStockerSucks.com. And it's a tremendous website a fantastic cause. May not be a great message, but it's a fantastic website. I can tell you that.
All the money goes to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation. Thank you, Mr. President.
There you go. So, Sean, I want to get your thoughts on this with the debates. You know, some people, Greg doesn't think that these debates will actually go off. Do you think that these debates will actually matter to a majority of Americans? My sense is that almost everybody, not everybody, but almost everybody has made up their minds. You're either voting for Trump and you know it. You're either voting for Biden and you know it. I don't know, maybe 1-2% of voters out there are still kind of weighing their options. Do you think we'll actually accomplish anything with these debates? Or is this merely just fodder and entertainment for Trump supporters and Biden supporters?
Yeah, I think it's more of a formality than it is any means of people making up their minds. So the second one is for October 10th. And by then, you already have early voting starting in a number of states, which is ridiculous because now it's turned into election season. Soon you're going to be voting, you know, 4 years in advance. It's ridiculous. But the June 27th one, if it does go off, and I think it will. Obviously, there's a chance it doesn't. You never know. But I do think that that most people, as you said, have their minds made up. But it is good to get two candidates on the stage, both candidates on the stage, and specifically maybe for those you want to expand the party to. Maybe it's people, I don't know, I don't really want to vote. Well, watch this, because you're going to have, you know, your choice is going to be down to two people, and you're going to have to make a choice, you know, for better or for worse at some point. So if for the undecided voter, maybe it's valuable, maybe it's not. I mean, I don't know if we're still in a day and age where people make up their mind based off of debate performance. I'm watching it for the entertainment value. You know, I'm going to be watching it with popcorn, you know, a huge, we're looking at a huge bowl, you know, a Rosie O'Donnell sized bowl. And I'm just going to sit there and watch it and laugh, because he's going to run circles. There was that video that Joe Biden put out, anytime, pal, you know, that nonsense. Mm-hmm. It was a 30-second, first of all, okay, I make these like short videos. It was a 30-second video that was edited like 15 times. That's a problem, because you can't do that on the debate stage. Like, you can't just, okay, say this line really passionately, Joe, and please, like don't drop it yet, right? Like, just hold it. And he does it. Anytime, pal. Okay, cut. Okay, let's give them four more words, and then we could splice it in. It probably took them 8 hours to make that video, you know, whereas Trump will stand in front of the American flag. We're going to debate. It's going to be fantastic. He's a terrible guy. He poops. It's awful. Like, he gets it out like this. He's doing it in front of the courthouse, unscripted, every single day. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, he needs to have a video edited 15 times in 30 seconds just to get a message out, and he's going to farewell on a debate stage. So he's probably going to get the questions in advance. It's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash are going to be the moderators. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go really well. It's going to be really fair, you know. But I'm, you know, might as well have Angel Hernandez up there. That guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. My goodness, you know. But this is going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun. Maybe we're getting a little bit of a newer version or a more refined version. Do you get this sense of Donald Trump? He's kind of staying, and maybe it's the gag order, confined to like a message
on task.
Like, he's got
on
people
point,
telling yep. him, like, just focus on what people want to hear. We know you want to be funny, but you want to win the election first and foremost. He seemed to be really disciplined, which has me excited, because I know he's still, you know, wild and crazy. He does it at the rallies.
Yeah.
But when he's in front of these cameras, in front of the courtroom, he seems to be really disciplined. And it might be the gag order, it might not. But I'm impressed by his level of discipline thus far, you know, to not scare off the independent, because he's in the driver's seat now. I mean, this is really Donald Trump's race to lose. So I'm still excited for the debate. I hope they happen for
yeah.
sure.
If he can stay laser focused, it would only be beneficial for him in the bottom line come November for sure. But let's think about this, because this is a historical first. If, you know, when you look at the calendar, if Biden bombs in the June debate, and there's been a lot of speculation, a lot of people have said, well, I think Biden's going to get swapped out, there's going to be a switcheroo at the convention in August this summer. If Joe is awful in this debate and polling numbers come out in late June and early July, and he's even lower than he's been, and Trump's margin widens even further, do you think we could see a switcheroo where the second debate on September 10th is Trump against potentially Joe Biden's replacement, maybe Gavin Newsom? Is that far-fetched?
Well, I don't think it's far-fetched, because if they determine that, you know, it literally can't get worse than Joe, then they'll switch him out. But I really don't know how much that helps them. A lot of people are talking about it, and I could see it. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, and I'm not saying it's not something they don't want to happen. As a matter of fact, when he came out and said that Egypt bordered Mexico a couple of months ago, and the mainstream media came, I mean, how could you say, first of all, like, come on, right? Like, where Egypt and Mexico have never been next to each other. The only thing those two countries have in common are pyramids. That's it. Okay. Like, that's the only thing. So you have these people, they all came out, mainstream media, a lot of people came out. Oh, I don't know. Is he too old? And I feel like that was to generate a reaction, maybe to kind of create a pressure campaign, 25th Amendment, pull him, get the hook, you know, gong show style. But like, this is, if they switch him out in July or August, right, you know, towards the convention, if they switch him out then, does that really help him? I mean, it really at that point looks like everything is in disarray.
Yep.
I mean, what you've heard about the Republican Party is, well, there's always all this infighting and the motions to vacate. Nobody gets along. And now you're going to swap out the incumbent presidential candidate 3 months before the election and try and put forth this message that the Republicans don't have their, you know what, together. Like, I don't think this is beneficial at all. Now, it may get to a point where Joe Biden simply just can't do it, and so they have to switch him out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it makes them look really bad if they waited that long. Hey, you guys told us he was okay. You guys told me he was vibrant. You told me he was young. You told me he still had it. Now, all of a sudden, he doesn't. So were we right again? You know, we were right about the Ashley Biden diary. We were right about masks. We were right about the vaccine. We were right about all these other things. Now, are you telling me that we were right, that your guy didn't have it the last 4 years? Well, we're not going to trust you with our vote with someone else because you lied to us the last 4 years. So if they have to pull the switcheroo, I don't think that's beneficial for them at all. It may be slightly better than Biden, but I don't think that's going to draw more voters to their side. I think it's going to make them look really unorganized and in complete disarray. So if that's where they go, you know, that's on them. I really think we're in great position. We just have to focus on, I see people attacking Rand Paul about he hasn't endorsed Trump. This is ridiculous. Why would you attack one of the best allies in the Senate? I understand maybe a disagreement, he should endorse, he shouldn't, whatever. But like, the Democrats are literally falling. I'm watching them falling apart. And I see on this side, this clown show. Well, Rand Paul hasn't attacked Donald Trump. What's wrong with him? Nothing's wrong with him. Just can we please focus on beating the left? That's what we got to do now. Mm-hmm. It's 5.5 months until the election, and we're in the driver's seat. We can't lose it. I'm so tired of this. I'm a Jet fan. We've had huge leads in the fourth quarter, and we've lost games. We have a big lead right now. Please don't blow it.
Yep.
Please don't blow it. That's what I'm. That's what I'm asking for.
By the way, Sean will be co-hosting with you and Dawn next Friday. And you guys are gonna be with him and Phil Omquist. You're gonna have two Jets fans.
Oh my goodness gracious!
What's happening here?
Wow,
we're taking over.
All we need is Aaron Rodgers, and it'll be the trifecta.
Listen, Aaron Rodgers just on Tucker Carlson.
Yep.
Like, this is fantastic. It's so
amazing.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's a sign. Who knows?
last one.
Maybe
for
he'll
you,
make
Sean.
It six plays this year.
Yeah. Maybe you can get to week two with number 12 at the helm.
Great.
Doug Burgum, Trump kind of hinted at the rally. I forget what specifically he said. I'm paraphrasing it. Be on standby. We got some stuff. It feels like Burgum, a lot of people starting to speculate, will be the choice. If he is the choice, do you like that? And what do you think the likelihood is that right now Burgum is the top guy for Trump?
So I've heard a lot of people who are close to Trump say that this is something that Donald Trump does. He'll float a name out, see the reaction of the crowd, and see what happens. And let's be honest, I'm sure Doug Burgum is a really nice guy. I'm sure he's a smart guy. I'm sure he's a good conservative. But last show or 2 weeks ago, I said that both Dakotas should just become one Dakota.
Yep.
Because you have the governor of North Dakota or the former one, Doug Burgum, and Kristi Noem. You know, we've been there before. We've talked about that. I don't think Doug Burgum excites anybody. And your vice presidential pick doesn't have to excite anybody. It's fine. But like, if there is a VP pick that gets you nothing, it's Doug Burgum.
Yep.
It's not because of Doug Burgum. It's because he comes from a state that is already going to vote for Trump. He's already a male. He's already a conservative. There's nothing unique. And that's okay if he wants to go that way. It may be a very safe pick, right? I don't know if I want to see him go Tulsi Gabbard because she's a Democrat and she loves power. And, you know, that's not really a good, if you want to call it, life insurance vice president. My pick right now, down to two people who I would want to see be the running mate. And that would be J.D. Vance of Ohio. I think he's incredibly impressive. His story is amazing. He's young. He's been a staunch ally of Trump ever since he decided he didn't hate him because he didn't like Trump, but he came around, right? This is a good thing to see that somebody's willing to, you know, change with his environment, not to like be fake around different people, but to say, hey, this guy's doing it right. We should maybe look into what he's doing. Maybe he's not so bad after all.
Right.
I respect people like that. So it would be Vance. Or a guy like Lee Zeldin, who is a New York Jew, right, who could really help pull states like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, the Jewish population out there in the Northeast. It could really help. So you'll see maybe that's who I think it should be, down to those two guys. If I were to pick, you know, out of a hat, who I would want to see more, only because Vance has been more active right now. He's younger and a little more, you know, charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
I would say him number one for VP. I would put Zeldin number two. Not a lot of people talking about Zeldin. Maybe he's the guy. Maybe he's not the guy. I really don't. I don't want it to be Burgum. If it is, great. Maybe the whole, you know, we're going to do some stuff with you is like a cabinet announcement or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he was looking to see how the crowd reacted because nobody's excited about Burgum. But I guarantee you, if he said, hey, we got Vance, you know, and stuff's coming up, they would have gone nuts.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Vance is the better choice. And Ohio is a better state. You know, it's not as certain as a North Dakota. And Vance is an outsider businessman type. So I would love to see maybe that be the handoff in 2028. We'll see.
All right. Sean Farris, great stuff as always, pal. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk again next week.
You got it. Thank you so much, guys. And congratulations on a great interview last week. You made headlines everywhere.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Thank you very much. Great stuff, buddy. We'll chat next Friday.
Thanks,
and
Sean.
Make sure you wear your Aaron Rodgers Jets jersey for the video. We're going to need that.
I'm going to have to get one first. I was smart enough not to get the Jets quarterback's jersey because I know he gets hurt.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Beautiful. There he is, Sean Farish, 9:25 here on this Thursday morning. Let's get to our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Turn here.
I'm
Listen carefully. If you do exactly as I say, I can get you out of here.
What?
This is a rescue. I'm helping you escape. Can you fly a TIE fighter?
You with the Resistance?
What?
No.
I'm breaking you out. Can you fly a TIE fighter?
I can fly anything. Why? Why are you helping me?
Because it's the right thing to do.
You need a pilot.
I need a pilot.
We're gonna do this.
Yeah? Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, once again today, a pair of tickets to Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, Maren Morris, Mavis Staples, and is it Solis? I'm going to butcher this. Solis?
I have no idea.
C-E-L-I-S-S-E.
Sure.
She sounds cool. At the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. A pair of tickets to Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic. Caller 12-855-839-1210. Cut sheet part due on the way. It's Kale and Company on a Thursday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, live here on a Thursday morning. Nick, Dawn, and Greg. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Cut Sheet Part 2 coming up in just a few moments. We also have our Morning Mystery Movie Clip winner on the line as we go to Lancaster and say good morning to Ted.
Ted,
good morning. What movie did we just play for you, sir?
Yes, good morning. It was The Force Awakens.
That is correct. Ted. You've got your tickets to Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, Maren Morris, Mavis Staples, and some person named Solis that I've never heard of before at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Congratulations, Ted.
Very cool. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Yes, thank you very much, and we appreciate you for listening to this program.
By the way, we're at like $2,380 right now for the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation.
Wow.
We have 25 minutes until 10 a.m. Can we make it an even $2,500?
I think so.
If you're listening right now, go to GregStockerSucks.com, GregStockerSucks.com. All the money goes to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. Again, we're doing this. Again, Nick is going to ride 65 miles. If we get to $20,000, the entire show will ride.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to get there by July. So if you can do so, please go to GregStockerSucks.com. Just make it an even $2,500. It's like like $120 or something?
It is May 16th. The ride is July 21st.
Yeah.
I believe we will hit 20 grand before the 4th of July holiday.
Wow.
That's my prediction. I'll go on record right now. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to what's on the cut sheet part two.
What?
You know, I hate odd numbers.
Yeah.
You do.
I do. I just need it to be
even and round?
I just don't like to see the, you know. It's my OCD. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. Grow your spending power with a home equity loan from First Harvest Credit Union, featuring flexible terms and great rates for an affordable payment. Visit firstharvestcu.com for details. Membership restrictions apply. Equal housing lender, insured by NCUA. Okay, we talked about the debate. You spoke to the former President Trump about it, mm-hmm. Nick Hale, about the debate and his thoughts on it. And I know what everybody's asking. What are Mitt Romney's thoughts? Romney said that it's not going to be beneficial to Trump because he won't have a cheering crowd.
Okay.
He sat down with Stephanie Ruhle. Now all of a sudden he's the darling of MSNBC.
Yeah.
In 2012, they accused him of murdering his dog or something, mm-hmm. right? He put a dog on his roof.
Christy gnomed him.
He was like the evil white rich guy.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Burns in The Simpsons.
And now the media has casted Trump for that role now.
Now they love him. This is Cut 19, Phil. Go.
Things about presidential debates, and she asked him about it. Let's just take a listen. I won't try to describe it. Let him do it.
There's talk today about a presidential debate, maybe as early as June. I know debates were important to you. They certainly got you a lot of momentum in 2012. Do you think they matter today? In many ways, we know a lot about the two people running. Do you think it will impact votes, maybe even your vote?
Well, the image that comes to mind is those two old guys on the Muppets, you know, that sat in the balcony.
Statler and Waldorf.
Statler and Waldorf, all right. That's what comes to mind.
That's kind of fun.
But I actually think there will be a huge audience for these debates. I think people have very low expectations as to what President Biden will do. I think they have much higher expectations about President Trump and his combativeness.
What are your expectations?
Well, I share the public perceptions. We'll see what happens. Now, I've interacted with President Biden and find that we've had good exchanges and he's capable. And I like the man. I know President Trump. I watch him in his rallies. He seems energetic and forceful. But, you know, rallies are kind of easy. You got a cheering crowd and you got teleprompters you can read. So how will they do in person? I don't know the answer to that. But I think America will be watching.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I do
what
not.
The hell did he say?
I do not think that the network will get great ratings for this, and I also do not think some of these things will help Joe or hinder Trump. I think Trump can dominate a debate in any setting. Certainly, I'd like to see it more fair and balanced, but I don't care what you could. Yeah, you know, like it's like Joe Biden at a debate on CNN with Trump's mic down is like taking a guy incapable of bowling and putting up bumpers. It doesn't matter. He's still going to put up a low score. So I think Joe's going to be a train wreck no matter how much they tried to safeguard him. By the way, should I read these quotes from Romney? I never got to pay off this team.
Sure.
How about Mitt Romney knocking Biden for the enormous error in not pardoning Trump? He said, Had I been President Biden when the Justice Department brought on indictments, I would have immediately pardoned him. He said on MSNBC's The 11th Hour with Stephanie Ruhle. Quote, because it makes me, President Biden, the big guy, and the person I pardoned, a little guy. Romney also went on and said he contends that Biden made, quote, an enormous error by not pressuring Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, a Democrat, against plowing ahead in charges for the hush money case. Quote, he should have fought like crazy to keep this prosecution from going forward because it's a win-win for Donald Trump. Like, where was Mitt 3 years ago? Where was Mitt 2 years ago? Where was Mitt a year ago? Now in 2024, he wants to play home team politics? Come on, man.
I have no time to him. No time for him since he voted for impeachment.
Yeah.
What
a skunk.
I've never seen a human being go from the darling of the Republican Party to persona non grata in 7 years.
Yeah.
I was there in 2012 when there were 20,000 people in a cornfield in Bucks County for this guy. Now all of a sudden,
I would love to see him now if he retracted his statement and said he got played. That he was played, that he was lied to by the J6 committee, and he wishes he could retract his impeachment vote, and he reverses on the statement he made back in 2021 or in January. Okay, then I would, right now he's like Ann Coulter dead to me.
Wow, that is really dead to you.
Yep. Yeah, he's down at the bottom of the barrel right now. He's right there with Chris Christie and the rest of them.
By the way, this audience is just the best. $3,507 we have.
Told you, man.
Thank you.
This might happen by Father's Day, to be honest.
$3,507.
$20,000 by Father's Day?
I believe Keith Martin. Can I call out Keith Martin? I think he put in the $2 or $7 or something.
Well, this is what happened last year. We got all these odd number donations to keep your OCD in check.
Oh, God, I love this. By the way, once again, all the money, 100% of the proceeds go to the families behind the badge, Children's Foundation. They help the families of slain and fallen officers in the line of duty.
By the way, this year, last year, once I did the ride and I finished it, I wanted to be on the air the next day to brag and prove that I could do it. Now that I've done that, I think I'm going to stay down in Atlantic City this year and just crash for the night at a hotel.
Are you?
Yeah, I might take the day off the next day. To stay down there and
I don't know if I approve of that.
Play some roulette.
I don't know if I hang out with my people. It's a big year, guys.
It's a tough ride back in that car.
We need the A game here every day until 2020 until the election, guys.
It ends in Atlantic City. What if maybe there's an AC sponsorship? You could spend the night and broadcast from there.
Hey, oh, yeah, I see what you did there, Don.
Yeah, we could broadcast in a casino at 6 a.m.
You're just filled with ideas today.
Don will be at the sales meeting next Tuesday.
It's all the cold prescription meds that I'm on.
Yeah. By the way, do you think we can get to, we have 17 minutes until the Don show starts. Do you think we can get to 4,000 by then?
See, this is where you get greedy.
GregStockerSucks.com, GregStockerSucks.com. Can we get to 4,000? That's what I'm asking.
It's a very charitable, gracious audience.
The $3,507, I just can't. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, stop looking at it.
Within this commercial break, if we can get to $4,000, I would really appreciate it. GregStockerSucks.com.
Just put the phone down.
Okay. Sorry. You want to talk to us about Piazza, Nikhil?
Yeah, why not?
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, we will get to what's on tap for the Dawn Show today in music history, a.k.a. Phil's 90 Seconds of Glory, and then who won Twitter today. But if you want to win in the automobile industry and you've got some money and you're looking for a luxurious vehicle, can I whet your appetite for the new Mercedes-Benz C300 Coupe? Just drove that about 5.5-6 weeks ago at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester. Man, what a ride this is. Sleek and stylish on the outside, and it's packed with advanced technology on the inside. Touchscreen interface and AI voice recognition are sure to impress. It's like having Alexa or Siri riding shotgun with you. You just ask, you just talk, and she answers you. It's beautiful. The 2024 C300 features a turbocharged 2-liter four-cylinder engine with 255 horsepower. Available today at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, or Atlantic City. I don't know. Maybe after the bike ride, I'll swing by Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City and get myself a C300. Or not. Or shop online at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Nick Kale sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Thursday morning. Hopefully all of you having a good day. The Dawn Show is just about 10 minutes out, and we find out what she has lined up for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, so we'll have Guy Shiraki, so popular, so he's got his latest Broad and Liberty piece, and we'll talk to him expanding about the latest Broad and Liberty piece, the fight between parents and teachers' unions. We'll talk about the teacher shortages and the state of college campuses post-encampment. We'll catch up on all that. Also, Dave McCormick moving up against Bob Casey, so a Senate race to watch. So we'll get all of that taken the 11 o'clock hour. We always start off right off the bat with Trump. Cold open, so you'll hear from DJT. He just spoke moments ago, so we'll play that off the top. But what are Philadelphia police teaming up with a task force to crack down on in Philadelphia? We'll get into this. More crime to talk about, but a specific crime, people who illegally fix cars, these illegal mechanics roving. So we'll talk about this latest crackdown. There's just a lot to talk about this morning. We got it all.
All right. Dawn back in the saddle coming up at 10 o'clock this morning as we find out what happened today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, Thursday, May 16th, we celebrate the birthdays of Chris Novoselic from Nirvana, Richard Page, the lead singer from Mr. Mister, Alto Sweet, the saxophone player from Bob Seger's band, and Daryl Sweet from Nazareth. We also lost Ronnie James Dio on this day in 2010. By the way, did you know he was actually a doo-wop singer to begin his career? Yeah, look it up. That's a fact. Also, we lost Jim Henson and Sammy Davis Jr. on this day in 1990. Oh. Albums include Peace of Mind by Maiden from 83, which includes The Trooper. Woo-hoo. But Seriously Folks by Joe Walsh in 78. And The Who's Live at Leeds in 70, one of the greatest live albums ever.
Wow.
Also, Hoboken, New Jersey named its post office after Frank Sinatra on this day in 2003. Randy Bachman left the Guess Who in 1970. In 1981, Kim Carnes is on top of the singles chart with Betty Davis Eyes. And in 1980, Elvis's doctor is arrested for abusing his license to prescribe controlled drugs.
Because he was a drug addict.
But lastly, on this day in 84, Ozzy Osbourne is arrested in Memphis for staggering drunk down Beale Street. Haven't been there in a while. He is released 5 hours later and then continues his Bark at the Moon tour. For Kale Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
That's great work out of Phil again. All right, let's
wait. Hang on, before we do this.
What? Yeah, more donations?
$37.05. Can somebody donate $300 right now, please? Actually, $298. GregStockerSucks.com, GregStockerSucks.com. I am not getting off the air until we get $400. No, that's not true. But please, please, before 10 o'clock, if you can do this.
All right.
We need $298. Please make a donation.
What's all the money number? Goes. What's the number right now?
Greg, 370-something.
Okay.
Wait, if they don't reach 300, will you stay there and throughout the Dawn Show, then we'll just beg for more money?
No.
We'll just go. Now, here's Greg begging.
No. I'm
YouTube's
not
like, I don't need 6 hours of Greg. Tell them to leave already.
Exactly. They want 6 hours of Dawn, not 6 hours of me.
Who won Twitter?
All the money goes to Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. Thank you. Who won Twitter? Sponsored by Turn 7. I'm going to give it to DV. He says, glad they are putting the blabbering idiot on the stage because even with the exact questions known for months, he's still going to F it up somehow. But regardless, Left Wing will celebrate it as a giant victory no matter how incoherent he comes across as. DV wins Twitter. Stores closing. Turn 7 must liquidate and vacate everything to the bare walls at both massive Turn 7 liquidation centers must go. 1,000s. This copy.
Yeah, why is it written like in a vertical stack?
It's
like
ridiculous.
Did somebody hit the enter button too many times?
Read the copy before you write it. Thousands of items are now below cost. Hurry, Philadelphia Mills, Morristown Mall, Turn 7, store closing, liquidation, Turn 7. Thank you, Turn 7. Even though we can't write a copy here, we appreciate your sponsorships.
That'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. We are back tomorrow morning for a Friday edition of Kale and Company. And Phil Almquist, what time do we start at?
We start at 6 a.m.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.